are listening to Up to Me Radio, the best in inspirational talk radio. It's up to me.
Hi guys, thanks for tuning in today. This is Beth, health and wellness expert. So when I was planning and thinking about the next topic for the Healthier View show, I wanted to talk about something that's near and dear to my heart. So I decided to take a leap of faith and talk about essential oils. I've used essential oils for about 4 years now, and I personally have seen the benefit in using them. So what are essential oils? Essential oils are extracted directly from the bark, flower, fruits, leaves, seed, or root of a plant or tree, and just one drop can have powerful health benefits. Essential oils are typically created through the process of distilling, which separates the oil and water-based compounds of a plant by steaming. And by concentrating the oils of these plants, you're literally separating the most powerful healing compounds of a plant into a single oil. And get this, in order to get a single bottle of rose essential oil, it takes 65 pounds of rose petals. Isn't that crazy? But by distilling flowers or plants or whatever, these oils are highly concentrated, so they have a really strong aroma. We're going to talk more about essential oils with our amazing guest, Margie Skiles, today, but I wanted to point out there are four major ways to use essential oils. The first way is topically, which is where you put the essential oil on your skin, and this is beneficial because essential oils are able to penetrate the skin and pass into your bloodstream and into different parts of the body for internal therapeutic benefits. Another way to use essential oils to diffuse them, which is probably the most well-known and popular way to do it, and this is because there are wonderful studies that show essential oils are absorbed into the bloodstream when inhaled, and this is because there are large amount of blood vessels in the lungs that can absorb the oils and then circulate them throughout your body. You can also ingest them. But remember, essential oils are very powerful. Oils like peppermint, lemon, and frankincense have great internal benefits and can be taken with water. But other essential oils like clove and oregano need to be diluted and shouldn't be taken internally for more than a week at a time. But again, remember, most, not all, but most essential oils are safe for internal use, but a little bit goes a long way. For me, I usually use 1 to 3 drops, which is plenty, and I make sure I drink lots of water. But if you have specific questions, please ask a certified essential oil specialist. And then the last way you can use essential oils for personal care. Today, the fastest way essential oils are being used is by making homemade, do-it-yourself personal care products like shampoo, lotion, toothpaste, bug spray, lip balm, and house cleaner. And this is an excellent way to take advantage of essential oils to improve your beauty regimen, your home, and long-term health benefits. So we're going to be going to commercial break, and we'll be right back with our guest and essential oil specialist, Margie Skiles. So stay tuned.
Is that a faucet running?
That's not a faucet. That's a river rushing through the forest. Forest rivers provide over 100 million people with clean water to drink.
What? I can't hear you because of the vacuum.
That's not a vacuum. That's the trees in the forest cleaning up the air we breathe.
I didn't know the trees were so amazing.
Yep, and the forest gives us shade, trees to climb.
That's awesome. Let's go explore some more.
Visit the forest today and enjoy all it does just for you. To learn more about the forest and find one near you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
We're back from commercial break, and like I said in the intro, we're going to be having a conversation about essential oils today, and we have our special guest Margie on the line now. So Margie, let's begin with a short introduction on your background, your history, and how essential oils became an important part of your health and life.
Beth, thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to share this information with you guys. So I'm a nurse by trade. I joined Young Living about 4.5 years ago, and it's been just a little whirlwind. I was introduced to essential oils when I was in a little study with some friends, and because I was such a skeptic, they did not speak to me directly. They were just speaking amongst themselves, and I overheard them talking about how powerful oils were and for supporting seasonal changes, and so I decided to give them a try. Once I witnessed the power for myself, I remembered that there was an oil for this and that there was an oil for that. And then that's when I became very passionate, because things started to change in my life very, very quickly.
You know, I know when we were talking, you had talked about your husband and how his allergies were just out of control. So that's kind of, was that how you were introduced to essential oils?
Well, his allergies were so bad that I tell people I had noise pollution 24/7 when he was around.
I think that's hilarious. Yeah.
And that had gone on since we met. I mean, we had met 26 years prior, and the entire time he always had all these noises and sounds and irritation, and it was pretty annoying for me. Poor guy, he never complained, but when I heard that these oils could help with that, it was a total selfish reason for giving these oils a try. And I was just, we were both amazed at how quickly and how permanently, really. Like, he doesn't use oils for that as often as he used to. He used to put them on twice a day on the soles of his feet. And now he just puts them on as needed, which is sometimes a couple of weeks go by before he uses them again. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, I love essential oils. But speaking of your husband, how many treatments did your husband try before turning to alternative therapies such as essential oils?
You know, he didn't really try anything. He was very opposed to medication. He still to this day is the same way. I never saw him even take a Benadryl when we were dating or anything. He might complain about a headache every now and again. He wouldn't take. So he was just very opposed to medication, just from some stuff that went on with him in his childhood. But there weren't really any other alternatives that we had tried, because I was a nurse. And so when you're practicing Western medicine, you have one approach, and it's the Western medicine approach, and that's it. So oils were my first step into any alternative methods for wellness. And it's been, and ever since then, I'm pretty crunchy, but
exactly.
But that's not how we started out.
Yeah. So my favorite way to use essential oils is internally, but I do get a bit apprehensive about consuming any essential oils. I mean, the instructions on the bottles are mostly for topical or for aromatherapy, but what are the general guidelines for knowing when an oil is safe for consumption?
First of all, I would never consume an oil that wasn't created by Young Living, that wasn't distilled by Young Living. They have a seed to seal promise about the purity of our oils, and that's why I stand behind them so adamantly. They have a vitality line that has a little different label, and those bottles are specifically labeled for dietary purposes, so they can be ingested. And there's a pretty significant line of oils that you can do that with, because you should be able to eat a peppermint leaf and lots of them if you choose to, if the oil is as pure as that essence of that plant, then you should feel comfortable ingesting it. But the vitality line is specifically labeled that way to meet the FDA guidelines.
I love Young Living. That is 99% of the oils that I use. I want to say 100%, but I do have a couple of different other brands that when I first got into essential oils, I would try them, but I always go back to Young Living. I love Young Living. The quality, you can't even compare it to anything else. But are essential oils a suitable form of therapy for any kind of illness? Or there are certain cases where they should be avoided completely, in your mind. What would you tell our audience about that?
I would say that essential oils can be used for anything, but I would also say that if you're on a particular medication, you should consult with your physician to make sure that it's okay to consume certain oils. I know women who've had breast cancer should stay away from lavender because it does have some natural estrogen properties. And I know that wintergreen has some blood thinning properties, just the natural plant essence does. And so if you're on blood thinners, you should just check with your physician. So always, if you're on medication or you have any type of, or you're under a special treatment, I would just always just show them to your physician and just get their approval.
Yeah, that's great advice. And I've always heard that taking grapefruit or eating grapefruit when you're on medicine should be avoided. What's your thought on that?
Grapefruit is to be avoided with certain things. For instance, if you have low thyroid, the medication is that you're prescribed for that could be offset with grapefruit because you're consuming something that interferes with that.
And yeah.
It doesn't really interfere with the medication, but it actually reduces the efficacy of your medication. So,
okay.
And citrus oils are cold pressed from the rind. And so those usually are not going to cause the same citric acid issues, but grapefruit is grapefruit. So
right. Okay. Now, this is something that I really enjoy doing. I love to mix the oils, but do you recommend people mixing the oils or just using one at a time? I mean, for example, is diffusing or putting on oil topically just one type of oil more potent than mixing it with others, even at the same dosage?
No, mixing oils does not change the potency of it. It could enhance it, though. For instance, peppermint is kind of an enhancer. If you put on an oil that you needed to kind of just give you some more support in a joint area, you might put peppermint on top of it to enhance it. So it doesn't change the potency, though. When I diffuse, I usually use blends with singles and not blends with blends, but I have diffused blends with blends before, but I try to just do one blend at a time.
So I'm talking about blending oil. Can you tell our audience exactly what you mean when you say blending oil? I mean, I know, but I've been in this for like 4 or 5 years. I know, but can you tell the audience what blending, what the blended oil means?
Sure. So if it's the name of a plant, it's a single, helichrysum, peppermint, thyme, oregano, those are all singles. If it's a name that's not the name of a plant, then Gary Young created a blend. For instance, Stress Away, Pan Away, Harmony, Joy, those are blends. And it's a mixture of different oils that they created in the lab, but putting different amounts together to make a perfect blend to produce a certain outcome.
Okay, good. Yeah, thank you for clarifying that. So I have my favorite oils, and I'm going to ask you what yours are later on. But my favorite oil to smell is cinnamon and joy. I also like Excite, which I think was just kind of a new blend that they put together for a limited time, but they smell so warm and they make me happy. So do you have a personal favorite and least favorite scent, and why is that?
My very favorite is Valor, but I love the floral scents. So Gratitude, The Gift, Ula Balance, Highest Potential. Those are my very favorites. And they probably all have blue tansy, which makes the oil a little purplish bluish color.
Uh-huh.
Because I'm so drawn to those scents that are purple. The label is purple. They have a very rich floral scent. I'm just very attracted to those. I don't like the smell of Digize. It has fennel, and I don't like black licorice, and that's what fennel is made from. So I'm not a huge fan of Digize, but I love the support that I get if I need it. And so I will absolutely use it, even though I'm not crazy about the scent.
Yeah, I am. I actually have a funny story. I was using rosemary one time without a carrier oil because I think a carrier oil kind of can limit the smell. It's not as strong. But rosemary is really strong. And so I'm using it. And I actually thought to myself, wow, this is really strong. But I had errands to run. So I went to the grocery store and I actually overheard this lady in the produce department talk to another person, and she was like, "What is that smell?" And I immediately knew it was me, so I left. So my next question—I know I'm so embarrassing—but my next question to you is: can you overdo essential oils? Are there different limits for different oils, and which ones would those be?
I put on about 12 oils in the morning and about 12 oils at night, and I'll put them on periodically through the day, and I've never had experienced it being too much. Uh-huh. I think that we have to go with our own individual chemistry, but I mean, that's like asking, can I eat too much peppermint leaves? Can I eat too many rosemary leaves? You know, there might be a point where your body says enough is enough.
Yeah,
and it'll tell you. But otherwise, I mean, when you're applying or diffusing oils, just think of them as a plant, because they are just the essence of a plant.
Okay. Well, that's a good thing. I know I love to place the oil in my hands and rub them together and smell them throughout the day, but there are specific spots on your body that you recommend to apply certain oils for the best effect.
You know, the feet are a great place to apply oil. If it's a hot oil, or if you're not crazy about the aroma, that's a great place to apply the oil. It's also a great place to put them because you have the largest concentration of pores than anywhere else on your body, and they're the largest pores. So the oil goes in very quickly. But you can also apply oils to the spinal column, where sometimes bugs, viruses congregate. So that's a great place to put oils. You can also, you can put them at your point of interest. For instance, if you need a little bit more support on your left knee or on your lower back, you can always just apply oils directly where the area of interest is.
You know, I mentioned carrier oils just a minute ago, and I don't think maybe our audience doesn't know what a carrier oil is, but can you talk a little bit about why they're important and what are carrier oils when applying topically?
Sure. So carrier oils are any type of nut oil, almond oil, coconut, olive, sweet almond, jojoba. Any nut oil can be used as a carrier oil. And the reason that they're great to use is if you put on an oil that you want to use in a large area, but you don't want to use, you know, 15 drops, you can use just a few drops, one or two still, and add them to that carrier oil, and you can cover a larger area. It's also great if the oil feels warm to your skin, and you can always try on your forearm to make sure that it's not going to feel too hot wherever you're going to put it, and apply that carrier oil. And so the carrier oil has gigantic molecules compared to an essential oil, and they're so, so tiny that they go in sometimes very, very quickly, and that's why the skin feels hot. So the carrier oil makes those small molecules from the essential oil bounce around and go in a lot slower. So that's why carrier oil is great to use with children.
Yeah. So do you recommend using a carrier oil? Is it necessary for our oils, or and how do you choose which one's best for yourself when you're using an oil? Well, like I know I've used frankincense a couple times and it was a little warm to me. It was. So I definitely have to use that with a carrier oil, but do you have to use a carrier oil with all essential oils?
No. You can always just test them on your forearm. In fact, I almost never use a carrier oil.
Okay.
I would say 99% of the time I do not use a carrier oil.
Okay.
But if I'm putting them on my grandchildren, I always use a carrier. Unless it's a real mild oil like copaiba, super mild. Anyone can use that. Lemon, super mild. Anyone can, you know. Without a carrier. So if you're concerned, you can always test them. If you're putting them on your face, if you put them on your face without a carrier oil, I like, for instance, I've used frankincense on my face or patchouli or both. And I will put an oil on right after applying them, or my, you know, luxurious face cream, and which kind of slows down how quickly they go in and kind of disperses them a little bit better. So it's kind of an individual thing, but you can use them. Some people want to do that to make them, to stretch out the area that they, you know, where they're using the essential oil. They want to add that carrier oil to it, which is totally fine. It doesn't change the potency of the oil at all.
Okay. So, one of the things that I've heard about, and I've actually tried once and I need to go back, is the raindrop therapy. Can you explain a little bit about what it is and how someone can do that on themselves if they don't have someone certified and to do this on them? Can you kind of go through that for us?
Sure. So Gary Young created this therapy quite a few years ago, and its focus is the spinal column. And so it starts with, I think it's 8 or 9 oils, actually. I'm not remembering right now. 8 or 9 oils, and they're dropped about 6 inches from the spine. So it kind of feels like a raindrop, and then they're applied a certain way. And you layer the oils, you put in one oil, then you put the next oil. You start with the feet and you use the Vitaflex point. That's also the spine on the inside of the feet. And then you do the spine. And when you finish, you kind of cover the person with a warm heated towel to kind of just drive those oils in a little further. It's a wonderful therapy. And I've also put those oils into an empty oil bottle, put a roller ball on it and rubbed it on my spine when I just felt like my body needed that extra support.
So you can do this raindrop therapy, and I encourage our audience to look it up. So you can do it on yourself. If you can't reach like your mid back or whatever, you can do the same thing on the spine of your foot, which will be the outside. Is that correct?
It's actually the inside where the arch, like from the tip of the toe down to where that little bump starts on the heel.
Uh-huh.
That's the Vitaflex point of the spine.
Okay.
And so you absolutely can rub the oils, and rubbing them on one at a time is it's called layering.
Uh-huh.
And they're a certain way. For instance, you know, you start with Valor to ground the person, and then you use oregano and thyme and marjoram, and you go through this line of oils that you use. And I would suggest using them that way, but it would be okay if you didn't, considering that I have them all in one bottle and put them on my spine when I need them.
Yeah.
Now, the oils will still do their thing, but a raindrop where they're, you know, brushed into your spine and they're put on one at a time, and that's, you know, it's going to be more therapeutic. But oils are so powerful and so potent that putting them together in one bottle on your back, when that's the best you can do, it's going to be great for your body.
You know, I have the reference book from Young Living about all of the essential oils. And the neat thing about this, it has every ailment in there. I mean, everything from asthma to diabetes to weight loss to snake bites, what oil will help with that ailment. And it does all the guesswork out for you. I mean, I look at that thing all the time. And I travel with it too. I do. I love it. So if I'm having, I actually had a spider bite this past summer. So I looked and it was like, put these two oils on it and do, you know, rub it in counterclockwise. And it was healed literally within hours. The itching stopped. Yeah. So, I mean, like, I'm a firm
believer. That's amazing.
It is. And so I love my little reference book.
Yes, I refer to that a lot. I actually use my phone more than anything. And I have that app on my phone. And so that's what I refer to most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
But I will pull out that book if I need to.
That's funny. So I know we talked about your favorite smelling oils, the ones that just make you happy. And I think I like kind of the cinnamon and the cloves, and because it kind of reminds me of fall and the holidays and peppermint. I love those smells. But what, and I'm going to put you on the spot, and I know this is going to be extremely hard for you to do because it is for me, but if you could only have 5 oils, or what are the top five oils that you will always have an abundance of? Like, you will not ever run out because it's so important for you to have those oils. What are your top five?
Frankincense, valor, peppermint, lavender, and lemon.
Okay. That's interesting. I know my frankincense is my number one as well. I love frankincense and I love thieves and I love lemon. In fact, I'm looking at my lemon bottle right now. I am, and Flex and all that good stuff. I love them. So, can you talk a little bit, maybe just about those top five oils and why they're so important to you?
Sure. Valor is a wonderful oil and it smells amazing. I can't describe it. It's a mix of florals and woods, and I can't describe it. It's a wonderful, wonderful scent. I've always loved it. It was in my kit when I first bought it 4.5 years ago, and I've used it every day since. I put it on every morning. I put it on every night at bedtime. I use it. I feel like it helps me get a better sleep, and I wake up rested. I didn't wake up rested. I can't even say how long it's been since I woke up rested until I started using Valor.
Okay.
And the herbs that are in Valor, the herbs and plants are in Valor, the Roman soldiers put on before they went into battle. So I just feel like it's a courageous, it gives me courage, and I put it on before this interview.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yes. Before I'm going to speak, I always put Valor on. So it's a wonderful oil. Frankincense is just great for so many things, and your skin will love frankincense. It's a wonderful oil to put on. It's great for the skin. It's been used forever and ever for so many things. Peppermint and lavender, the reason that I pick those two, because I think I said thieves, I usually say thieves, but I pick those two because individually those oils have so many uses. And if you said, which is the oil that you'll pick up all day long throughout the day, and it's usually peppermint. I love it before working out. I love putting it on my muscles before I work out, during a workout. If they start to feel so fatigued that I don't feel I can go on. It's very uplifting. It's a wonderful oil. Lavender is called a Swiss Army knife because it has so many uses. I can't even list them. It is a wonderful oil. But yet, it's very, very powerful, but yet it's very calming. Some people like putting it in their diffuser or putting it on their upper lip before they go to sleep at night. But it's I use lavender a lot. And then the combination of the two, lavender and peppermint, make a great blend for seasonal changes. Like, that's how we got started with Zen Living, with those two oils, using those two for my husband. And then lemon, it's uplifting. I love putting it in my water. And it's not, it doesn't really get the accolades that it deserves. It's a very powerful oil, but it's just not used, in thousands of ways like lavender and peppermint are, but it's a wonderful oil. Mm-hmm. And I just love how uplifting it is.
Yeah. lavender is probably, and I don't know because I'm not entrenched in this as much as you are, but I would think that lavender was probably the first essential oil that really got noticed in the world, I would think. It seemed like it was lavender.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's true. Actually, that's how Young Living got started.
Okay.
Gary Young smuggled some lavender seeds from a distiller that he met in France, and that's who taught him how to distill oils. But France would not let anyone take the seeds, so he smuggled them in his boot, and then he sent them a sample of his distilled lavender, and they said, this is amazing. And they were so amazed and so impressed with his work distilling the lavender that they had given him. So that's how we got started.
That's so funny, the lavender heist. That is so funny.
Exactly. And then France went through a season where they almost lost their lavender, which was a big deal for France. I mean, they had some kind of bugs or something that came in and just sort of destroying their lavender fields, and Gary sent them some lavender seeds.
Oh, that was nice of him. Good for him. Good for him. So do you have some good resources? I know we're going to have your link on the landing page of our show, and I want everyone to check it out and check out Margie's story. But do you have any resources that our audience can look at to better understand the science behind the benefits of essential oils?
Sure. There's PubMed.org. That's PubMed.org. Tons of research studies are there for hundreds of different essential oils. So that's a great place if you're like really into science and love hearing all the about constituents and chemistry and all that. That's a great place. There's also YL Search, the letter Y for Young Living, the letter L, YLSearch.com. That is a search engine for oils, and people have used oils and they share their stories of, you know, what they used and how it affected their health. There's also Life Science Publisher. Their website is Discover LSP, and they have tons of books. Dr. David Stewart wrote The Chemistry of Essential Oils Made Simple, and he wrote Essential Oils of Bible and several other books. And there's lots of books in there that will help you with your research.
You know,
and they're a trusted source.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. And that's so important in this world. But you mentioned the Bible. It's interesting that there are some essential oils that are actually mentioned in the Bible.
Yes. You know, there's actually more than people realize. People always say frankincense and myrrh, which yes, they were, but there was also spikenard. There's actually about six or seven big ones that were, note in the Bible. Rose of Sharon is another one, but we just really don't make a connection. The other thing that people have said is that, you know, there's no instruction. Like, they don't talk about how they use them. They just talk about them and are mentioned occasionally. But I think it was never mentioned because it was common knowledge. Everyone knew how to use them.
Yeah.
So there are no instructions, but yeah, they've been around for a long, long time.
Well, speaking of lavender, we were just talking about lavender, how it got its start in the States and how it was most popular to our audience. Margie is giving away two bottles of lavender essential oils from Young Living to two of our listeners, to two of our subscribers. So thank you for doing that, Ms. Margie.
And you're welcome.
And I also want to thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy schedule and spending some time on a Healthier View show. And I know we are going to ask you back, because I get questions from our listeners every single time I do a show. I will get anywhere from 2 to 50 questions. So I'm going to have you back on to answer those questions.
Wonderful.
Yeah. And again, our audience, please check out Margie's website. There's a bunch of good information there. And again, thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy schedule.
Thank you so much for having me. It's my pleasure to talk about my passion. I just enjoy it so much. I'm so very grateful for you guys.
Oh, awesome. So that closes out this episode. Thank you so much to Margie, our guest, for joining us today. And to our listeners, if you enjoy listening to A Healthier View, don't forget to subscribe to the show. We are syndicated, so that means we can be listened to from all mobile devices and can be heard from the following free apps. Just search for Up to Me Radio Channel on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play Music, and while in your car, you can listen to us on TuneIn. I would like to thank our sponsor, Atlanta Life Media Agency, for their support. Without them, this show would not be possible. Remember to visit our show and the other amazing shows at www.uptomeradio.com. And lastly, like Up to Me Radio on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Up to Me Radio. I hope everyone enjoyed the show, and we will see you next time on A Healthier View.